Femdom New World Order. A once powerful man becomes transformed under the world of female domination and male humiliation. Written by Scarlett Steele, narrated by Posey Clifford. Desperate businessman takes on a femdom loan on one condition. If he surrenders his body to an afternoon of bull busting and backdoor violation. The Femdom New World Order. A once powerful man becomes transformed under the world of female domination and male humiliation. Part 1. Chapter 1. Kevin Needs a Favor. Kevin was sitting at his kitchen table. He had a problem. He wanted to start up a business as a lumber merchant, but he didn't have the funds to build the business like he wanted. He knew that he could get a hold of customers and clientele. He had come from a family of lumber merchants, and looking up from the table, he looked at the ceiling, thinking that he must have been pretty disappointed in him. He had tried and failed at a lot of things, but he knew that if he didn't get the funds for the business he wanted to create, he knew he would let his father down even more if he didn't at least try. Kevin knew that in order to get the business up and running, he would have to ask for a loan of $100,000, something the bank wouldn't allow since he had claimed bankruptcy on the house not too long ago. The only reason why Kevin still had the house was because the bank teller allowed him to keep it for everything Kevin's father had done for him throughout the years of knowing each other. He couldn't see taking the house out from under Kevin, knowing that he wouldn't have anywhere else to live. The last time Kevin had talked to the bank teller, he was told that unless he had some money in his own account, enough to prove that he could make it on his own comfortably, then he wasn't going to be getting any kind of loan from them. Kevin ran a hand through his blonde, greying hair. His grey-blue eyes looked down at the small ashtray in front of him on the table as he got ready to light a cigarette.
"Come on, Kevin, think," he growled at himself.
No one was there with him, so they couldn't laugh at him and call him crazy. He'd already put out borrowing money from any loan sharks. He knew that if he borrowed the money, they would want a quick turnaround, but he wasn't sure if he could make the money back as quick as they wanted him to. Kevin didn't want to take the chance that he would have the money when they called for it. He knew that going to a loan shark was dangerous and that he could end up dead if he ever did something like that. He wasn't that hard up to borrow money, knowing that one day he'd be walking down the street, minding his own business, when someone shot him dead in the street for missing a payment. He didn't want to succeed that badly. The more Kevin thought about it, the more his head hurt. Just as he was getting ready to fall asleep at the kitchen table, he thought of a friend of his. He didn't go to her unless he really had to. She was the type of girl that no man messed with. She was tough, and when she had to be, she was downright mean. But he had borrowed money from her before and always paid it back one way or another. Usually, not the way he wanted to, but he had to take the chance that she would allow him to borrow money from her. He knew that Jessica had money, knew that she had more money than he could ever dream of having because of the deals she made. She was a businesswoman, and most times she was just out for herself, never thinking of anyone else. Jessica was different with him, though, probably because they were friends through family and they just happened to hit it off when they first met. At 18, she had the world eating out of the palm of her hand. She never had to worry about money because of the dealings she did. Though she didn't tell anyone exactly what she did, he knew that they were shrewd and he wouldn't stoop to her level of getting money. But now she was living on stacks of money as if she was a queen that he needed help from. Sighing heavily, Kevin looked at the white phone in front of him. The house phone. He didn't have a cell phone. He couldn't afford one like everyone else he saw nowadays. Everyone had cell phones. Everyone but him. Kevin picked up the cordless house phone sitting on the table and began dialing the number. Just before he hit the last number, he slammed the phone down and shook his head. Kevin hadn't talked to Jessica since the last time he needed help. That was after the house. If he couldn't find a way out of the problem himself, then he would always go to Jessica. He only went to her if it was the last resort before doing something stupid.
"Come on, Kevin, you have to do this. Jessica is the only one who can help you make your dreams come true,"
he muttered to himself. Kevin felt stupid for being afraid to pick up the phone. His hands were sweating and his heart was racing as he thought about what he might say to her. He couldn't start out with letting her know that he needed help,